Wexford, Ireland, in the year 1169.
Sire, it appears to me this camp is ill prepared for attack. I caught sight of a sentry asleep.
The siege has been carrying on for months now. The blokes inside aren't exactly in a position to make a sortie.
But, sire...
Relax, Owain. Here is my brother's tent. I'm sure he has a reasonable explanation.
Philip!
Robert!
So you decided to join us after all.
The cause is just.
What? Returning an Irish king to his proper throne? You were always idealistic. Personally, I think it is King Henry's excuse to take control of the land himself.
You can't honestly believe that. Why would we be assisting the Irish if it was so?
Politics. And thus we sit with naught to do but wait until Wexford is starved out. Personally, I'd rather be in the field.
Sire, the Irish!
Because I am a Welshman, am I to be debarred from all preferments in Wales? On the same reasoning, so would an Englishman in England, a Frenchman in France, and an Italian in Italy. But I am sprung from the princes of Wales and the barons of the marches, and when I see injustice in either race, I hate it.
In the year 1169, corrupt Norman barons keep a chokehold in England, save those of us who fight for honour and justice. Misfits Audio presents Philip de Barry, Part 1, The Bishop and the Knight. Owain, my bar mace.
Yes, sire.
So, you want to play?
Sire, catch.
My sword!
Noticed it's broken, have you? Never seen a bar mace before.
Sire, your brother.
But...
They have him prisoner.
Robert!
Stop. If you follow, you'll be killed.
You cannot expect me to sit about while my brother is held prisoner by the enemy.
Sire, there is nothing that you can do.
No!
St. David's Cathedral, Wales.
Master, a letter from London.
No doubt congratulating me upon being appointed Bishop of St. David's.
It was certainly a landslide, sir. Unanimously elected by all canons, supporting Lord Rhys ap Gruffydd.
Which I fear is the problem.
Master.
The King writes that due to his recent treaty with Lord Rhys ap Gruffydd, I have no fear that any rebellion would be raised in Wales save by yourself alone. I therefore disavow you, Gerald de Barry, as Bishop of St. David's.
Can he do that?
I fear so. But he will not roust me from this position with my consent. If he wants a rebellion, he'll have one. I shall not stir from St. David's, save he take me by force.
Master, is that wise? The king had Becket killed in Canterbury Cathedral for less than an offence.
I have not hidden my Welsh ancestry, nor shall I now. Has the king forgotten I was born to one of his nobles, that my brothers fight in his wars?
I thought only Sir Robert was present in Ireland.
Philip left for the isle only last week. The king will find I am not easily overawed. This is a matter of the church.
But the king is divinely appointed by God.
He is no such thing. He most likely does not even believe in God. I shall appeal this to Rome if I must.
Master...
Does he really think I will quietly renounce my bishopric in Wales simply because I am half Welsh?
You should calm down. Some wine, perhaps.
No, I need to think. We still have support from the canons and the nobles. I shall look to them.
Wexford, Ireland. Siege camp.
You cannot expect me to sit about while my brother is held prisoner by the enemy.
No. I expect you to accept it as a calculated loss. We move to active assault tomorrow.
By tomorrow he may be dead.
De Barry, I realize he is your brother, but you've two others. It's hardly a loss. Although from what I've heard, Gerald will be hung as a traitor.
You leave Gerald out of this!
How did it go, sire?
Not well.
Word about camp is that Sir Fitzstephen fears Sir Robert. That he arranged the attack on the camp simply to put him out of the way.
Do not listen to idle rumours, Owain.
I know that look, sire.
What look?
That I'm going to rescue him anyway, look.
I am.
But Stephen must have given clear instruction.
You let me worry about him. Have you learned anything of the defences of the town? Something I could use.
Can you swim?
St. David's Cathedral, Wales.
They what?
I'm sorry, Master, but all nobles have withdrawn their support of you as bishop.
How is that possible?
Lord Huys sent this.
My dear Gerald de Barry, the king was very hot with anger and straight away ordered that all the electors and supporters had their lands confiscated. He can't do this.
The king already has. You should have seen him scurrying back to London begging his forgiveness.
And I assume those that did so received their lands back.
They did? Master, I fear you have no support, no friends.
Philip would stand up for me.
He is in Ireland, Master.
Send him a message directly.
You cannot fight against the king, Master.
I can when he is as capricious as this.
What can you hope to gain by this, Master?
Gain? By having a Welshman as the Bishop of Wales instead of a Norman pawn of the king who is most likely godless as well? By refusing to accept an injustice?
Wexford, Ireland.
And you're sure about this?
Not really.
It feels odd not wearing armour. It's so light, though my head seems heavier. Odd that.
We couldn't exactly swim across in chain mail.
Not unless we were diving for pearls. You'd certainly hit the bottom quickly.
But we can't even carry swords.
We'll knife one of the guards and acquire one once we're inside the town.
Irish carry axes.
So?
You never taught me how to use an axe.
Oops. Well, if something moves, hit it.
That's very reassuring, sire. Is the water cold?
Nonsense. It's quite warm.
It's bloody freezing. That isn't funny.
Shh. Stealth, remember.
There went the guard down.
You're right. He was carrying an axe.
Where do you think they're keeping your brother, sire?
Difficult to tell. We'll need to question someone.
What are you doing?
How do you propose we hide when every step we take sounds like someone is walking by who just fell into a river?
But we did fall in. I mean, jumped in.
I think it was more of a frantic leap myself.
St. David's Cathedral, Wales.
I am ready for your dictation.
This is for the description of Ireland, based on my travels there.
Of course, Master. I am ready.
How the Irish always carry an axe as if it were a staff in their hand. In this way, if they have a feeling for any evil, they can the more quickly give it effect. When they see the opportunity and the occasion presents itself, this weapon has not to be unsheathed as a sword, or bent as a bow, or poised as a spear. Without further preparation, beyond being raised a little, it inflicts a mortal blow. From the axe there is always anxiety. If you think that you are free from anxiety, you are not free from an axe. You admit a risk if you have been...
Master.
What is it?
Do you think your brother will survive? I mean, all this talk of axes.
I pray for him daily, and I must say he wasn't bad with an axe himself, although he uses it only on evildoers and not out of passing anger.
Do you really think all Irish are that way?
Not all, perhaps. Just those whom I had the unpleasantness of having to encounter. But they have such a sense of beauty in their art, and peerless music, it seems a pity. How such loveliness comes out of such barbarity is to me quite a difficult question to answer.
But surely the Irish have suffered under the king's oppression as much as we have here in Wales.
I suppose they have. But they will receive their native king back thanks to Henry. We not only have no king, but are apparently not even allowed a bishop.
Back to that, are we?
Wexford Town, Ireland.
What about him?
No, not important enough. He might not know.
How can you tell? They're all wearing rags and look the same to me.
The way they carry themselves. See that one? The way he's poised and walks with the confidence and the heavy jewellery he wears.
Not to mention the furred cloak. One can hardly see his features.
Indeed. Now!
How long until he comes to?
If you make any sound without my consent, my axe enters your throat.
Who are you?
Sire, it's...
You're Norman!
Oh dear.
Thought you could tell an Irish lord, did you?
But...
Should we let her go?
We cannot. She would only raise the alarm.
Couldn't we knock her out and tie her up somewhere?
No! I would never harm a lady. We'll think of something.
What about this?
She struck you, sire. Is that allowed?
Apparently in Ireland. Please, my lady, do not make me harm you.
I can tell why you mistook me for a man. It was because I carry this weapon, is it not?
What weapon?
She's armed.
You think you can come into my city and take me prisoner?
We haven't decided whether to take you prisoner or not yet.
I know how it would have ended.
Do you?
You would have killed me after. You are all barbarians.
That's odd. We say the same thing about you.
That is because you are ignorant.
Ignorant? Did you hear that? Ah, do you know, my brother is one of the most accomplished scholars in all of England.
Really?
Sire, we are outnumbered. 35-2.
Thank you, but I can count.
Take them away.
Wait, I can explain. We were only here to rescue...
Featuring the voice talents of John Specht as narrator, Mark Kalita as Robert de Barry, Alex Gilmore as Squire Owain, Ravenstone as Philip de Barry, April Sadowski as Irish Rebel, Ronnie Rowlands as Morgan, David Ault as Gerard de Barry, Gareth Bowley as Robert Fitzstephen, Fiona Thrall as Iriel. Written by Alexa Chipman. Post-produced and mixed by John Specht. Music copyright to their respective owners and used for entertainment purposes only. No copyright infringement was intended. This production is part of MisfitsAudio.com and was released in 2008 under a Creative Commons No Derivatives License 3.0.